A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Nightcast creative Dicey Cantina and Erica Goodrich present Path of the Storm, a High Republic story. Jedi Knights Lodian Bekros receive a distress call from the temple on Bava. The Nihil have attacked and taken the Jedi and younglings hostage. Hoping to find their friend Kel alive and well, the two jump into hyperspace. As their vectors streak through the worlds of hyperspace, the dark shadow of the temple among the stars lingers in their minds, and the artifacts they found there whisper quiet promises of justice.
Hi, I'm Andrew, host of the Dicey Cantina, and in this series, I'll be playing Bekros, a Sentinel artisan and hotshot pilot. Bekros is a Kelador whose silver irises indicate his affinity in the Force. He is of average height and size with a deep orange skin tone, and he leaves his customized breathing mask on 90% of the time, being that he's away from Kelador most often. Bekros has tinkered with just about everything mechanical in his life. His lightsaber looks a little more cobbled together than most, with gears and sprockets making up the hilt. But more than anything, he loves to fly. His emotional strength is his enthusiasm, and he loves tackling new errors and problems. However, his enthusiasm is balanced by his emotional weakness, recklessness. Bekros hasn't been a Jedi for very long, despite his age. The kind beings within the Order would say that he was simply held back a year, or five, and the more honest masters would confirm that Bekros cares more greatly for flying and flying machines than any of the other tasks they've set for him.
Hey, I'm called Erica, and you've heard me on shows like Dice for Brains, Coruscant Nights, and the Dicey Cantina. In this High Republic miniseries, I'll be playing Lodi Vertan, a consular arbiter. Lodi is a female Mikian, and she stands tall at nearly 6 feet, though her long flowing tendrils make her appear even taller than that. Her skin shifts from blue to green, her eyes somewhere in the middle, and most striking is the diamond eye tattoo in the center of her forehead. She's been a Jedi Knight, and an adult, long enough that she is confident and refined while still young at 32 years of age. Lodi is silver-tongued, using both her impressive Jedi skills and her charisma to aid in various Jedi outreach programs. She is charitable by nature, giving endlessly to the galaxy around her. But this is balanced by martyrdom, as she grows increasingly frustrated with those beings who would take advantage of others' generosity, whether hers or someone else's.
I'm Mark, host of Coruscant Nights, and in this series I'm playing Kel, a Drabbaton counselor teacher. As a Jedi Knight, Kel is very patient and trusting. He's not quick to violence and only wields his lightsaber when no other options are present. Kel is average height, with blue-gray skin and a large mouth. He wears the Jedi field armor proudly and spends most of his time teaching the ways of the Force away from the confines of the core worlds. His lightsaber shows his affinity for travel and is worn with wear. He hopes that his next journey around the galaxy will end with him attaining the rank of Jedi Master. His emotional strength of curiosity stems from his unique view of the Force. Kel sees the strength of the Force in those people, places, and things that sentients touch or put their intentions in. But when he goes down a leppy hole, this curiosity about the Force of intentions can become a bit of an obsession.
Two vectors pop out of light speed into the atmosphere just above Bava. We see the inside of a cockpit, and we see a masked Jedi. What is Bekros thinking right now as they make their way towards the Jedi temple on Bava?
Bekros is, he's a little tunnel visioned, I think, at the moment. His previous experience with the Nihil has given him a lot to think about, and his most recent exploration of whatever it was on that asteroid that he just went through to end with a call from Kel has him in that vision of just getting to Kel as quickly as he can.
We cut over to another Jedi in a vector flying side by side this other vector. What is going through Lodi's mind as they approach the temple on Bava?
There are so many concerns and worries going through Lodi's head right now. Her hands are tight on the controls of the vector. Her tendrils are sort of flared out around her head, and some of the concern is with Vekros, with that lightsaber, with the gauntlet stored behind her in her vector. But most of the concern is directed towards that call from Kel, from the thought that the Nihil are attacking the temple on Bava of all places, for the younglings there, for Harbo and Master Sarayas, and just urgency to get there, urgency to act.
These two tiny vectors break into the atmosphere above Bava. You both know where the temple is. You probably have it kind of like a local navigation chart in front of you as well. Are you going to head straight for the temple?
Absolutely.
Yes. I think Bekros is doing his best to assess what the temple looks like as he flies towards it.
Okay, great. Yeah, you see the temple at a pretty far distance. It's large enough that you can fly for a little while and kind of see it on the horizon. And let's talk about what this temple looks like. So, yeah, maybe we can like go around and just each like elaborate a little bit. But I kind of see the temple as it's in like the lower lands of Bava, so it's surrounded by dense forests, very green growth all around it. And I think that this temple has itself some green within it. Do you see it more as like a pyramid sort of thing, or is it more like an open kind of layout?
I feel like it would be open.
Because I was kind of thinking that it would be like a couple structures that are all kind of wall connected with like actually pretty tranquil gardens, maybe even like that are like the grounds of the interior.
Definitely.
Anyone else have ideas for how it might look?
So Bava's this planet with these oceans of jungle with little islands of red rock plateaus sticking out of them. I think the jungle around the temple is pretty dense. We see these tall trees with the little puff flowers and little puffy birds that look sort of like the flowers just sitting in the branches. Do you think it's near one of the plateaus?
I feel like it should be in order for the vectors to be able to land. Maybe there's a cavern in the side of one of the plateaus, sort of halfway up with the trees naturally cleared around it to where a vector can easily swoop in and land there. And it's big enough for maybe like 6 or 7 ships to be in there comfortably.
Okay, so you are heading towards this Jedi temple, and even from a distance, you can tell that something is not right. You see several plumes of black smoke coming from the temple grounds. As you get a little closer, you can see that there are ships that have landed themselves directly on the grounds, the garden of the temple. One of them a bit larger than the other fighters. It's definitely a freighter that you are all familiar with.
There's our Swan Tech friend.
Okay, so how close do you all want to get, or how not close do you want to get? What's your, what's the two of you Jedi's plan? Mm-hmm.
So there are any craft in the sky? They're all landed in the gardens?
They are all landed.
Lodi takes a quick look around her her vectors to make sure she has everything that she needs, her, you know, her breather mask to deal with Nihil smoke. And she doesn't want to land her vector because she doesn't want to open up the possibility of the pirates getting to it. So she sort of looks over at Bekros and she's like, I don't think we should land, but we definitely need to get down there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Autopilot engaged, windshields open, force die rolled.
Oh yeah, do we need some destiny tokens?
I think we need some destiny.
We do indeed.
One light side.
One dark side.
One dark side.
Wow.
It's that temple.
This is going to be interesting.
What'd you roll, Doug?
Oh, I haven't GM'd in so long. I forgot how... I was like, I don't get to roll a die, do I? I got one dark side.
All right.
There you are.
But we also have two light side paragons. in the group, so we get two more light side, which balances things out.
Nice.
So you're going to attempt to, Lodi's going to attempt to put the vector in autopilot.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that was a thing. I like it.
I think we should skim the gardens, Lodi, and hop out and let the vectors get out of range on autopilot.
Actually, just a thought before we jump out. What if we disabled the swan tech so it couldn't take off?
Oh, that's brilliant, Lodi.
It would take some careful firing, however. We only want to hit their engines, and we definitely don't want this ship to explode.
No, yeah, I can do that.
Or cause any damage to the temple. Just the ship. So I guess we're going to take some shots before we hop out.
Okay.
Does there seem to be any fighting in the gardens at the moment, or is the garden relatively empty with smoke coming from the buildings?
Yeah, smoke is coming from the buildings. It's coming from some areas of the garden, but it does not, you don't see the flash of blast or fire or anything from your vantage point.
You are alerting them of your presence.
That's fine.
Yeah, Kel hasn't gotten to stealth lessons for Bekros yet.
I feel like aggressive negotiations is more successful if they can't run away. Ooh, I have a rank in gunnery. That's what I need in order to fire, right? Gunnery? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the check going to be here? Gunnery? I don't know anything about ship combat in this game.
I think you're trying to do is a called shot. So mm-hmm. It should probably have, you're using both maneuvers. You would take the strain to do a called shot, get two mm-hmm. boosts and two setbacks, and then... What are Sunder rules? It goes from not damaged to destroyed. I think, how many levels are there? Three?
There's
four?
Three, really. There's minor, moderate, major, and then toast.
Okay.
Can this a group check? Can Bekros follow Lodi's lead, giving a boost?
Yeah, totally. I think that makes perfect sense.
Okay, so I have a green, a yellow, a boost die. What else?
What should be the difficulty?
If we're going to do it as a group check, then it would be two green, a yellow.
Okay.
With that.
I guess it's two purple.
And how much strain would I take?
Two marks pointing. Two strain.
Cool. Any other dice getting added to this roll?
I can't think of any reason to give you a setback, so no.
Cool.
It's just sitting there. It's as easy of a thing to shoot as it could be.
Oh, nice. So that's two successes.
Okay.
That's the roll. Two successes.
So two successes on this freighter.
You adjudicate as you feel is fair, but if we're doing a called shot to damage something and we were talking about the stages,
mm-hmm.
two success means that we do moderate damage to the engines, and that I believe is adding difficulty dice to the use of that piece of equipment.
Got it.
Piloting checks would have an additional purple dice added to it.
So yeah, what does it look like when you successfully, the two of you successfully kind of dive bomb this parked freighter in the middle of the Jedi temple grounds?
I feel like that boost die that Bekros provided Lodi was pointing out the engine, since he is of a more mechanical mind than I am. So Lodi aims right for the engine and presses the button or whatever it is in the vector that fires, probably a little on the controls like it is mm-hmm. in every single fighter pilot thingy uh-huh. I've ever seen. So two beams of yellow light just shoot out from the vector's cannons and pinpoint exactly the engine, leaving some nice carbon scoring, maybe a little bit of fire.
Sparks fly off of this parked freighter. And what do you all do now? You are going to be targeted. You have attacked the attackers.
We have turned the turntables. What do you think, Bekros? Is this a good time to land now? Or not land, get out?
Yeah, I'd suggest we don't land, but let's do a combat exit.
We both know what that means.
Absolutely.
But let's make our way towards the... Oh, I've lost the word. What's the... What did you say the younglings are in? A hatch?
A creche.
Creche. Thank you.
So are the two of you going to, like, jump out of your ships. Is that that's what's happening?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3-point landing, knight lightsabers, and
superhero then, landing.
Yeah. And we're gonna get right to work.
Cool. Very cool. Do I wanna make you do a check because you're I mean you are Jedi, but you're like jumping from a pretty high distance.
So I think a check is fair, but mm-hmm. what I'm kind of envisioning a combat exit, so to speak, is that you bring your vector in low over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a bit of like a power slide so that you are the cockpit is facing away from the direction of travel, right? You
flip yeah.
To autopilot while taking your lightsaber out with the hatch open. And then you leap from the cockpit in the opposite direction of the movement. And then the vector mm-hmm. will head off on its pre-programmed course. And you have a slightly nicer, you're not just like stepping out of a highway speed vehicle, but you mm-hmm. have a little bit of a cushioned landing to that.
Awesome. I love it. Super cool. I kind of like checks. Can you just give me like a easy athletics check?
Sure.
That's just a single purple die, right?
Yeah.
Not have force sleep.
Now, this is a little bit of a known maneuver between the Jedi's and their vector.
You know, absolutely.
They're prepared for. So would you accept a piloting check, an easy piloting check instead of an athletics check?
I'll allow it.
It's in the High Republic books at least 15 to 20 times
is it really?
Book. Yeah.
Did they jump out of the vectors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I love this.
The vectors are very meant to be piloted with the force.
Yeah, I think coordination. Yeah. You're coordinating yourself.
Yeah. I can dedicate a force die to that. I can use enhance with that.
I like this too, of using different skills to accomplish the same thing, because it highlights the different ways that like Lodi and Vekros connect with the force and their vectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah, like Lodi's mostly, like, she's already pretty much out of her vector with the windshield up as it goes into the drift, so she does a cool flip, of course. Like, lands low to the ground with her lightsaber out to the side. Really? That's all I'm rolling? It's 3 die? Okay.
And your force die?
Yeah, and my force die, because I'm using enhance.
Yeah, any chance you can, you should just be using enhance, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you are wise enough to get rid of force powers.
Any force powers at all.
Force powers at all. So Bekros got 2 success, 1 advantage.
3 successes, a threat, and the dark side answered.
Oh.
But that's okay, because these Criffin pirates are attacking my temple, my home, because they just want to sow chaos and destruction, and that's not okay.
How do you want to spend those advantages?
I have a suggestion for those threats.
Okay, let's hear it.
Lodi's got the gauntlet with her.
So Lodi took the gauntlet?
Managed to slip in her bag by accident.
Okay, it's that kind of gauntlet. It's the kind of gauntlet that somehow ends up doing that sort of thing.
It like clipped itself in my belt. That's weird.
Okay. So yeah, the two of you hit the ground. Lightsabers ignited. You hear the voices of Nihil around you. You hear a voice say,
"Fighters from above! Oh no, get to your ships! These are muy, muy bad!"
A few Nihil make to their ships. They're going to lift off and pursue your autopilot taking ships. You're in a pretty clear area. You are on the grounds. You have a wide view of the various structures in this temple ground. And I think that with a landing like that, there's no stealth checks happening quite right now. I'm going to flip. I don't even need to flip, but I want to flip a dark side. You're very out in the open, and a few masked Nihil see you. You hear them say from a distance.
There they are!
Here we are.
Some Nihil are heading your way, and they're going to be, I'm not going to say that combat is started, but it will be started in a few seconds.
Can I say with my 4 successes that Lodi landed near one of the smaller fighters?
It was success in your coordination. Does that relate to landing near a fighter? I guess if it was a coordinated landing and like a dismount out of your ship, then yeah. So yeah, you're near a ship.
My first move is going to use my lightsaber to do some damage to that ship.
Let's say that it's going to be you're attacking a silhouette
So it's,
I'm guessing it's silhouette three.
Yep.
So yeah,
which
you're attacking
the difficulty. It would probably be an easy check. I don't think you can reduce to simple.
Okay, one purple against your lightsaber.
Cool.
So are we just like all getting a one roll in before combat starts? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, that sounds fair. Of course. Combat hasn't exactly started yet. They're all the way over there. I would like a boost die because I've already moderately wrecked one of the ships and I know vaguely where to aim this time to go for the engines again.
I'll allow it. This ship, though it does look like a ship you've destroyed before, it has a different patchwork of parts and pieces, but it's likely that the engine is located in the same area, so fine.
Okay.
You're gonna kill the heck out of this ship, it seems like.
That's fine. So that's two successes and one advantage, and one of those successes was a triumph.
Does your lightsaber have breach?
Yeah, breach one.
So breach is gonna ignore any of the armor?
Breach one is going to ignore one of the armor.
Hmm, okay. How much armor does this ship have?
Two.
Okay. How much damage does this do? What's the damage on the lightsaber?
Six.
And how many successes?
Two.
So eight damage.
Technically, it's eight personal scale damage. That I want to.
Yeah, it's not going to get through that second point of armor.
Really?
Yeah.
But you did get a triumph.
I did.
So how do you want to spend the triumph?
That is an excellent question.
Releasing some coolant, and there's a big steam cloud that gushes out of the bottom of this thing, obscuring the battlefield.
I don't want to obscure the battlefield.
What about disabling the fighter? It's not
definitely disabling it. Yes, I would like to disable the fighter.
A component of its engine means it's not actually going to turn on.
Yeah, I think you can do that with a triumph, at least in my playbook.
You're the GM.
Right. So yeah, you stab and definitely disable a component. You hear the ship kind of go like so, a few glowing green lights still on in this hunk of junk kind of power down. You've done this. You are going to be fighting some Nihil very soon. Is there anything you'd like to do, Becros, before they are upon you?
I think Becros is just, his main idea is get to the crash. So Becros is basically kind of shouting out to Lodi,
let's get to the crash, don't stop moving, let's check on them and then find Kel.
And he's got both his lightsabers. He's got a very like Ahsoka style lightsaber grip, having now that he has two lightsabers,
so one reverse grip, one regular grip. Should we say that we have short range comm links just in case we do get separated?
Yes, I will say that.
Yeah. Will that require a flip, GM?
I'll ask you for a flip. You left in a hurry. You might have forgotten it, but you didn't forget it because you're going to flip for it.
All right. So we're flipping a token to have short range comms.
Also means we don't have to shout across the battlefield at each other. We can just speak.
That's true. And Becros is kind of taking off in a sprint in the direction of the crash and expecting Lodi to follow. And he's going to stick and move. Standing still will make him a bigger target than trying to get where he's going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The distant Nihil voices have gotten a bit closer. You hear,
hey, that's my ship! Oh, come on!
And I think we're going to enter combat. I really didn't think we were going to enter combat this soon. Okay, so yeah, let's roll for initiative.
1 success and 3 advantage.
1 success, 4 advantage.
2 success, 3 advantage.
Okay, so do I roll initiative for all of them individually?
One roll for all of them.
And it's just their cool?
Yep.
Okay.
How big is this minion group?
4 Nihil are raising blasters. They are about to fire at Lodi. One of them seems particularly aggravated that their ship has been disabled. Unfortunately, they're not going to get shots off before you get to do whatever you're going to do. It's going to be all of you and then them.
Let's see. How far does my move power go? How far away are they?
I'm going to say medium range.
I think my move power is up to past medium range because I've purchased 3 ranks in range. I am going to look at, let's see, how many can I affect? I have purchased 2 magnitudes, so I think that's 2, 3? 3. I'm going to do Lodi's signature move by pulling their weapons away from them, is what I'm going to do.
Do you have enough in move to move a silhouette 1 character?
I do.
And what range can you move said character?
Short, medium. What's the one after medium?
Long.
Long.
Long. So long.
Do you want to push Bekros into range of these 4 Nihil?
Does Bekros want me to do that? I'm assuming yes, by the fact that you suggested it. Yeah, I'm just going to do my movement of running towards the crash, and I'm going to be like...
Lodi, a little quick, please.
Yeah, okay. And I throw Bekros at the Nihil.
Okay.
Do you have to roll to do that? Do you have to roll your force pips to make that happen? All right.
Yeah. All right, it's 2 dark side points.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm gonna use them.
Channeling the dark. It seems like there's a lot of anger in Lodi for this like kind of personal attack on this home, right? So I think it seems like it makes sense to channel a little bit of dark.
Yeah, this is my home. These anarchists have brought their destruction to my home. So, yeah, the force answered.
So Lodi is going to throw Bekros at these poor Nihil. I mean, these poor anarchist, like, you know, murderers.
I think it looks a lot more action movie than just being thrown. I think that both Lodi and Bekros are running towards the crash, and between them and the younglings is going to be this group of 4 Nihil. And so with Bekros's suggestion of a little push, please, Bekros jumps like in kind of a little bit of like a more of a hop, you know, kind of bracing himself.
And at the same time, Lodi sweeps her arm and pushes the force behind that sweep towards him.
Awesome.
And getting to land, essentially engaged with this group, Bekros is going to swipe with the lightsabers at the group, taking awesome. The opportunity to aim since he no longer has to maneuver into position twice. To offer
great.
His black dice. Come on, Bekros.
Just add 2 successes to it.
Can I?
Just do it.
If I add 2 successes to it, then I get 1 success as a result and 2 advantage.
1 success, 2 advantage?
Mm-hmm.
How many? How much does your lightsaber do?
So we're doing 2 weapon fighting. So I added the difficulty with that. Mm. So 2 weapon fighting, you add difficulty, and then you can spend... I think it's 2 advantage to hit with both. So we're going to do 14 damage to this group. It's 8.
And 14 damage. And does the breach means it ignores soak?
It ignores 10 soak.
Okay. How did Bekros kill 2 of these Nihil?
Did Bekros kill 2 of these Nihil?
Yes.
Well, I mean, did he kill them?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Sadly, I think this reckless maneuver didn't really hold anything back. So landing and engaged with these 2 Nihil, there's just kind of the outward thrust of the lightsabers from middle out to hit both at once. And no, let's do it this way. Incapacitating them. The most dangerous thing, of course, was the weapons. And this being Star Wars, the lightsabers come down over each side, and the arms holding the blasters on each Nihil are severed.
Okay, that was awesome. I think the 2 other Nihil look down in kind of shock and bewilderment that this just incredibly hard to understand unnatural attack has just happened on them.
I flipped a light side point. There's a flash of yellow from behind the Nihil as Kel drops down from the building above them, swiping its lightsaber. Also going for hands, doing 9 damage.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Also breach 1.
How does Kel dispatch these other 2 Nihil?
In same way that Bekros did, Kel leaps down from the building above. He was attuned to the communications of those vectors as they were coming in, but decided to keep radio silence because you never know if the Nihil are going to be listening. They've got all this Jedi tech now. And as they flew over the outpost, he made his way towards the place where he saw them drop down from their vectors. And he leaps down behind these Nihil and swings his yellow blade up and down and takes an arm off the one to the right, the one holding it, their blaster, and swings to the left and knocks the a foot off of another one who falls to his knees down to the ground.
You have ended combat very gracefully and quickly. Well done.
It's probably the only time it's gonna happen.
It's the only time it has happened.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I know we did effectively handle some fighting in the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
Earlier today.
The 3 of you are reunited. You are still out in the open. You can tell by the number of ships at this temple that there will be more Nihil to come.
How many ships are there? There's the Swan Tech, there's the fighter I disabled.
And I think that 2 Nihil fighters followed your autopiloted ships. And you see that there are 2 more fighters that are 3 fighters, 1 disabled, and the freighter are left. But the freighter's pretty large. I think you can expect, you're not sure how many Nihil are here.
Okay, so there's 3 fighters on the ground and there's 2 that took off.
Yep. Kel extinguishes his lightsaber and puts it back at the back of his belt and says, Bekros, Lodi, glad you made it.
Kel, I'm glad to see you're okay. What's the situation here?
Dozens of Nihil. They just swarmed the place. As soon as Horbo and Master Sirius got back, took them and the younglings down into the tunnels below the outpost. I know another way in, but I don't know. I wanted to confer with the 2 of you and hopefully come up with some sort of plan.
Did they give any reason why?
Do they need a reason why?
That's
I mean,
fair.
As far as I know, it's just, I mean, it's probably a vendetta at this point.
We've got to get them back.
That we do.
Lodi squats down in front of the Nihil, who have been delimbed.
Disarmed.
Yeah. In both sense of the word. Why are you here?
We're here to stop you, Jedi. We're here to wipe you out. And we won't stop until you're all gone.
Where's the Deveronian?
Zircon? You're looking for him? I hope you do find him.
Are you gonna tell me where he is?
You know what? Maybe I will tell you if you want to see him so badly. Yeah, he took all your little friends. They're down in the caves. Go find him. He'll be so happy to see you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. Today's episode was produced by Nightcast Creative. To find out more about Nightcast Creative and the shows that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Dicey Cantina and Erica Goodwitch. For more of Dicey Cantina, visit diceycantina.com or youtube.com/c/diceycantina. Thanks to AJ, Chaos Mod, Dwayne from Flight Risk, and Zach from Tales of the Outer Rim for lending their voices to this episode.